Anybody that has the risk factors of stroke, and actually 34% of people that are hospitalized for stroke are under the age of 65. So it's a huge range of people, you know, even in people in their 40s and 50s that have significant arterial disease or have conditions such as atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular heartbeat, are definitely at risk for stroke.
Do people have to show risk factors of having a stroke prior to this happening to them?
No, because the thing is with arterial disease is, you know, a lot of times it's completely painless unless you have symptoms. And until it gets to a point where you actually have a problem, you may not even know that it's there. Patients that come in for their first heart attack or for their first stroke a lot of times don't know that anything was wrong previous to that.
Does the victim know that they're having a stroke at the time it occurs?
Yes, the victim usually knows, and some of the most common symptoms of stroke are weak and sudden onset of weakness in an arm or leg, trouble seeing, blindness in either one or both eyes, trouble speaking or difficulty understanding what people are saying to you, facial drooping or slurred speech. Those are all some of the major symptoms that we associate with stroke.
And time is of the essence. Why is it so important to seek treatment right away?
Some of the current treatments for stroke are thrombolysis, which is, they use a medicine called TPA, and it's a clot-busting medicine. And strokes are caused by, about 85% of them are caused by ischemic-type events, which is where a small clot or a small piece of plaque breaks off and goes to the brain. If it is a small piece of clot, these TPA or clot-busting medicines can break up that clot and preserve brain function. Usually the time window, the quicker that you get to the hospital, the quicker they're able to start these type of medicines and the quicker they can resolve that clot and preserve brain function.
People can make a significant recovery if they get immediate treatment, and that's why St. Elizabeth is hosting the Stroke Risk and Prevention Seminar. Where and when will the program take place?
The program's going to be at the Florence Senior Center. It's November 16th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
The seminar is free and open to the public, but space is limited. You can find out how to get registration information at wnku.org under Regional News. Brian Burkhart, thank you.
Thank you very much.